Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is the third and final part of a conversation about a product called Nicor. It's a backerboard product. It's used primarily in the ceramic arena, and it's made from recycled carpet. My guest for this conversation is Steve Steele. He's the chairman of Nicor. Now, on the marketing side, the fact that this is made from recycled carpet, it's recyclable, I mean, that's got to be a big sales point, I suspect. Does that really help you market the product?
Right now, an awful lot of that is academic. I think it's a growing interest. Folks are now getting lead points for residential situations, which have primarily been for commercial buildings. People are trying to get commercial designations for new buildings. There is a growing interest in it, but as I said earlier, it's a transition time. I think it's transitioning to a situation where people are looking for more positive alternatives, and we define that as being recycled products that exceed the capabilities of existing products. We've got no desire, from our perspective, to be in business to produce products that only match the performance of existing products, even if they aren't recycled. But we think that there's an opportunity here to eliminate totally any problem with recycled carpeting through the production of products that are better performers and healthier for individuals and environments. As an example, it's somewhat far-fetched, but if there was a backlog of carpet that was not being collected or was stifling the collection facilities around the country or landfills or whatever, it can be used for bumper guards and in parking lots and things like that, and fairly easy to produce and inexpensive products that could be donated to communities. It could be park benches, things like that, that would have great durability and would withstand any kind of weather conditions, and as I said earlier, could be colored. So it could go with the theme of a particular city, and the green works, or be colored to match wood colors or whatever. So we view it as an outlet for literally all of the potential carpet that needs to be recycled in the future, and even some that has already been sent to landfills if it was separated enough when it went in initially.
Uh-huh. How about government entities? Are they more inclined to buy products like Nicor?
I think there is. The experience has not been significant to date. I think they have historically not felt like there were a lot of opportunities to do that. I think they would like to. CARE has taken an initiative to try to promote products like ours. And I believe four companies have been touted around the country to state governments for their designated usage. But it is an education process, it is a marketing process, and it will take some time. I think the states want to do it, but no one, be it state or private, governmental or private, wants to be the test bed, if you will, for any particular product. So I think companies will have to do what we've done, and that is invest in substantial R&D and third-party testing gain credibility within those industries. For example, the Tile Council of America tested our boards for the ceramic area. So you need to prove the products first, and then we hope the customers will come. But particularly in a state situation of building a building or whatever, people's lives are in jeopardy, exposed to all kinds of risk, and neither private or public entities can take a risk until products are proven.
That makes sense. It would seem, though, I'm thinking about a city like Chicago, which is in essence, I guess, one of the larger cities in the United States to actually go green. It would seem like that would be at least a reasonably sized opportunity for people in your business and a lot of the other producers of green building materials.
It absolutely would, and it could also help with this if you were if a community like that really got behind it, and then the whole circle that the Ray Andersons from Interface and others have written about and kind of we have looked at and studied as an example of what the industry wants to do, what it can do. But in a community environment like that in Chicago or even on a statewide basis, a state government, as an example, could set up a collection situation that would respond to anything taken out of their buildings and make sure that it goes into recycled content. And if it was large enough, they could literally have the products that they want to use made out of their own carpet.
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah. So
I suspect that's going to happen, but it's just going to take time.
Yeah, it will take time, and obviously they have to see the need for it. But in a situation, and people will make examples that in commercial situations, padding is often not used, and that is a product that is sold by LA Fibers. But it has many applications in other areas, and they've done very, very well with that product. Maybe backer board is not used in on concrete in certain buildings or whatever. But the thing that is really attractive about this is there are very few limitations on what kind of flexibility and applications can result from just a little bit of study. And it can fill so many needs if there's just a concerted effort and a little bit more time that's spent on this.
I've got you. And you mentioned that aside from being extrudable, you said you could injection mold it, and expect other things you could do.
We do
as well.
A fairly large scale injection molded situation right now, where we do 8 foot products that are 8 feet long in an injection molded situation.
Wow, what are those used for?
They are fencing and structural supports and pallet supports.
Very interesting. Very
interesting. They can be cut into different lengths.
I see. What would you like to see happen out there in industry and the marketplace that would make it easier for NICOR to catch on?
Well, I the idea of a public-private partnership has come a long way, if you will, and maybe partnership is not the appropriate word, but a cooperative effort. And CARE has done a significant amount and the members of CARE have done a significant amount of, made a significant amount of progress to bring it where it is today. I think that there kind of needs to be a regrouping at this point and to study the commitment level now that each can make. If you look at this kind of like a tripod, the states maybe make more of an effort to the commitment that I was talking about earlier of taking their recycled content, making sure that it goes into a situation where it will be turned around and products will be made, and that they make a commitment to acquire, buy, trade for, or whatever, products that have high percentage of recycled content, if not 100% like ours do. The mills are on the same kind of plane, that they have been very, very active and have spent substantial amounts of money in all of the major mills that we've been exposed to, Shaw and Milliken and Interface and Frank Andrini at Mohawk. All of those folks and those entities have been so involved in this for so many years. They've made great headway. But our theory is that there is no recycled carpet dilemma in this country other than transportation of it to a production facility. And that's streamlining an answer to just say that we believe that products are the answer, that looking around and looking to do for this to either magically go away or the old concept of using landfills when absolutely necessary or using it only for carpet-related products we don't think will meet the level of readily available materials. So, as I said earlier, even if it's a public cooperative type thing where it's almost a nonprofit situation, or it is nonprofit in the sense of it being used for park benches, that there just be maybe an effort in areas of large population, and I say that only because of the transportation issues again. But maybe there would be a government private situation where park benches would be supplied in major populated areas so that carpet could be collected regionally and made into those products and distributed for little or no cost to certain communities.
That makes sense.
You know, maybe tax advantages could be given to the mills or others that were involved in that collection and distribution.
Yeah. What about the major home improvement retailers? I know they've talked a good deal about their environmentally friendly stance. Are they inclined to buy Nycor or Beckerboard?
We've had some discussions with several big box stores, and the indications are very good that in time they will. Some of our products need kind of specialized, for example, the roof tiles need kind of specialized marketing, and we're not to that point yet where we can get involved in that. Things like backer boards are considered to be more of a commodity product, and in time we believe that they will come around and see the value of putting a truly green and recyclable product on their shelves. We have chosen that we have not wanted to stock those kinds of companies directly because we're not at a point in our business life where we think that we could sustain those kinds of operations, the marketing and the other things that when you distribute directly to entities like that you need to support. So our preference is to be with very strong distributors that are either already working with those or have credibility with those entities and would end up placing our products in those facilities.
I see. So then people listening to our program, they want to get this, they will probably be able to shortly if all these things take place that you'd mentioned earlier.
Yeah, we haven't really done much in the retail aspect. We've done it wholesale, and we've done a lot of prototyping. We increased our sales in the first full year of operations by 500%, and we see that to be a possibility for the next couple of years just because that's the nature of small companies growing. Obviously, that levels out, and we're not going to be able to say that for very long, but we hope to be in the retail environment in the middle part of next year in a very significant way.
I see. What's ahead? What are your plans going forward? Obviously, you talked about the distribution. You talked about the collection. I guess both of those are growing. Over and above that, where do you see the company going forward?
Well, we are experimenting with combinations of nylons with, as I said, other recycled content so that we could spread any risk and also any benefit over numerous industries. We also are opening ourselves up to doing testing and experimentation for other companies and that either don't have the expertise in-house or just find it easier to use our facilities to experiment because we can do it on a fairly quick turnaround basis for usually substantially less than large companies can just because of their accounting models and internal accounting and that kind of thing. We do see that the mills particularly have opportunities to use our products for some of their own uses and so we hope that things like that will develop in the future. We've made some experimental products for some of the mills and some of which they've made public, and so we see a significant opportunity to lighten our products and use them in a number of different ways.
I see. I was on your website a little bit early, but I don't have the address in front of me. Give somebody's interested in checking out your product on your website, give us that address.
Sure, thank you. Because of the change in the company structure and being absorbed by Innovations, and there's an operational entity called XL Polymers, EXL Polymers, but what used to be Nycor.com takes you to that page. The best way to get to the website now is at einnovationsinc.com, and just play around with that, and it still says NICOR everywhere, and it's subject to some adjustment, but it does talk about awards we've gotten over the years. We were a top 10 recycled product a couple of years ago, and we've gotten other awards from folks like the United Earth, which is a Klaus Nobel, the Nobel Peace Prize family, an award that he has only given once to a company, and that was to our company. Things like that are shown, and much more about the theory of the company and our attitude to this whole thing.
Very good. Steve, it's a pleasure having you on the program, and it's most interesting, and we're going to check back with you next year and see how some of these new developments are going.
David, thanks for your time, and I appreciate your interest.
It's been a pleasure.
Take care.
We've been talking with Steve Steele. He is chairman of NICOR, and you're listening to Floor Radio.